This is Avishai Magenzi, and we continue our study of Masechet Midot, the first chapter, fifth Mishnah. We were discussing the gates of the Azarai, now we are discussing the three northern ones. Vishabatzafon, the three gates on the north. Shal HaNitzotz, Uchmin Achsadra Haya. The gate was named Shal HaNitzotz, literally, Gate of the Spark. Uchmin Achsadra Haya. It was similar to a porch. Ve'aliyah b'nuya al gabav. There was a balcony built upon it. Shehakohanim shomrim milamalan. The Kohanim used to guard above it. Ve'halvim milimatan. And the Levim used to guard beneath. Ufetach haya lo lachel. And this balcony had an opening to the chel, which was another part of the Harabait. Shenilo, Shah HaKorban. The second one was the gate of the Korban, through which Kodshei Kodashim used to be brought in. Shlishilo, Beit HaMoked. The third entrance was called Beit HaMoked. The Beit HaMoked was used by the Kohanim to warm themselves by the fire. We continue with the sixth Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to elaborate upon the use of Beit HaMoked, and it says that there were three chambers in the Beit HaMoked. Just as there can be small rooms that are open to a great hall, so too these chambers were opened into the Beit HaMoked. Shtayim b'kodesh u'shtayim b'chol. There were two chambers that were in the area that was sacred and part of the Azara, and two were within the Chol, in the area that was not sacred, rather was in the Chel that was not sacred. And there were beams that pointed out where the border was between the Kodesh and Chol. Umehayu meshamshot, what were these chambers used for? Maravit dromit, the southwestern one, hi hayta lishkat le'ei korban, was used for the korban tamid, where the animals were kept to make sure that they would not become harmed before they were sacrificed. Dromit mizrachit, the southeastern one, was the chamber where the lechem apanim was prepared. Mizrachit tzfonit, the northeastern one. Baganzu beit bnei chashmonai et avnei mizbeach sheshiktu malchei Yavan. This is where the chashmonaim kept the rocks of the mizbeach that were desecrated by the Greeks. Tzfonit ma'arabit, the northwestern chamber, ba'yodim lebeit tvila. Through this chamber, the Kohanim used to go to the mikvah. Rav Kehati mentions that in Masechet Tamid, this chamber was called Beit HaMoked because there was a fire there where the Kohanim used to warm themselves after they used to use the mikvah.